man. This week really sucked. I'm just glad I finally get to take a break and relax for a minute. Hey. It's you. I didn't expect to see you here today. It's been a long time. How have you been? Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun. I'm sorry I haven't been here the past couple of weeks. I've had a lot more going on than usual. So I wasn't able to take the time to get here. But I do have to apologize. Knowing you, you probably sat here and waited for me. And probably got upset and disappointed when I didn't show. So again, I'm sorry. What was going on? Oh God, where do I start? Well, first off, I had to travel across country for a little bit to visit some family that was going through a hard time. So that sucked. Then, as soon as I got back, my lease was up on my apartment. So I had to start looking around to find a new place to live. I finally found one that was close to where I wanted to be. But unfortunately, it's not cheap. So got that all set up, and I've just been packing and moving. It's been a pain in the ass to move from one apartment to another. Especially when this apartment's a lot smaller than my last one. So most of my shit I've had to put in storage or just get rid of. And I hate that. Hey, there's no need for you to apologize. It's just life. Actually, I move around a lot. Not just because of my job. But because I have to. So don't apologize for that. It's just been kind of stressful, that's all. And I haven't had any time to relax. But the moving's finally done, and things at my work are starting to settle down. It's been chaos, honestly. With all these new heroes and government officials stepping into office, there have been a lot of riots and people freaking out. There's even been a ton of people fleeing the country. We've had to help several of them cross the border safely, make sure they had everything they needed. You know, passes and whatnot. Can't let anybody just leave. Without the proper paperwork, I mean. And with the war that's been going on with neighboring countries, it made it even harder to let people out. And to let others in. So I've kind of been on border patrol too. It's just been chaotic. Lots of villains everywhere, wreaking havoc and causing more trouble than necessary, just because they're excited about who they're putting in office. You heard about that too, huh? It's true he was once a villain, but apparently he redeemed himself and started on the hero track or something. Honestly, I don't really know the whole backstory. But I could give a shit less about that government crap. I don't really care about who saved who or who did what. As long as they do a good job and protect the citizens, that's all I care about. And if they can't manage that, then they're not fit to lead. My top priority as a hero is keeping everyone safe and making sure that everyone has food and shelter if they need it. I just can't believe how much this country has gone to shit since All Might retired. But there's nothing I can really do other than keep doing my job and help as many people as I can. But enough about all that. What about you? Oh, come on. There's gotta be something new going on in your life. I mean, it's been what? A couple of weeks, almost a month since you've seen me last. Oh yeah? Well, do tell then. I mean, the last time we talked, you said you had some projects you were working on, but you were lacking the motivation to finish them. So I gave you a little pep talk. Or a motivational speech, if you will. Well, did you end up finishing it? You said you were going to show me once you were done. Not yet. Seriously? Why is it taking you so long? I thought you were really passionate about this project. And it's what you wanted to do for a living, too, right? You wanted to, like, sell stuff and, you know, do your own thing. Oh. I guess that's true. You do have to have a regular job. And take care of all that other stuff. That can definitely get in the way. And if you're going to college, too, doesn't really give you much free time. Well, at least you're working on it when you have time, right? That's good, then. But remember, you promised me. As soon as you finished it, you were gonna show me. And I was gonna be the first person to buy your product, or whatever it was you wanted to sell. You remember that, don't you? Okay, good. So keep working on it, and don't give up. It's just like I said last time. You've got to fight for what you want sometimes, even if the world is telling you no. You've got to go against the grain, especially if you want to get shit done. Yeah, exactly. Just like hero work. It's not easy, but we still do it for the good of everyone. So just keep at it. Every step you take is a step in the right direction. I know a little bit doesn't seem like much, but it's still progress. And I'm really proud of you for that. I know you don't think you accomplished a lot, but you really have been. You're working your ass off every day just to make ends meet, while still trying to do your own thing on the side. That takes great strength and motivation that not everybody has. So don't sell yourself short. And stop with all that you're disappointed in yourself crap. Because I'm not disappointed in you. You're doing your best. And you're more than enough. So just keep pushing forward. All of your hard work is going to pay off. I promise. You really are incredible. And super inspiring, even for someone like me. You can do this. Hey. Easy. It's alright. Don't cry. Damn it. Why does this always happen when I start talking? No, it's fine. I didn't mean to upset you. Now come on. Stop with the waterworks already. It was just something you needed to hear, huh? Well, I'm glad. I'm always here to help give you that little bit of a boost. Or motivation if you ever need it. But you really are doing good. Alright. Just take a breath. Come on, relax. There. You're okay. You got this. Just one step at a time. Hey, it's cool. You don't have to thank me. Why am I always so nice to you? Well, why the hell wouldn't I be? I mean, ever since we both accidentally met in here. It's something I'd been looking forward to doing every week. Just to come talk to you. and get all my frustrations out. I mean, you're just really easy to talk to, I guess. So am I. Huh. Hardly. I know I'm a pain in the ass. You don't have to sugarcoat it. Huh. Whatever you say, Sugar Plum. What's the matter now? Your face is all red. It's just a nickname. Well, I don't know. Because you're sweet like sugar, I guess. And your face always looks like a plum. Maybe it's just the hot water and steam, but your face gets super red, and your cheeks get really flushed. No, I think it's actually kind of cute. But I'm sorry if I offended you. I won't call you that if you don't want me to. Really? You don't mind? Well, all right then, Sugar Plum. But anyway, thanks for letting me vent and stuff. Sorry if it was a little bit much. My life's always full of drama. And not a problem, huh? Well, good. 'Cause I want to keep coming here and talking to you as long as I can. If that's alright with you. And hey, if you ever want to talk, I'm a pretty good listener. You don't have to pretend to be fine all the time. I can tell you're actually a little bit upset. You can tell me. It's not like I'm gonna get mad or anything. I mean, I basically just trauma dumped an entire month of all the shit I've had to deal with on top of you, so now it's your turn. Why are you really upset? Come on. I know you well enough by now to know when you're lying. You don't have to say that you're fine. It's written all over your face and your body language, too. You're struggling with something. Something you don't want to talk about. But you need to get it out. It might make you feel better. I'm right here to listen whenever you're ready. Okay. I see. That sounds pretty rough. I had no idea what you were going through. And here I am just bitching about myself. No, it's not you. What you're dealing with right now is a lot for any one person to handle. It's completely valid that you're stressed and upset. I know I would be. So I'm really, really sorry. And thank you for telling me about it when you didn't have to. But hearing all of that does make me a little bit worried. You've got way too much on your plate right now. So if there's anything I can do to help you lighten the load, all you have to do is ask. And I'll be there, okay? Who said I was kidding? I'm dead serious. You can lean on me. Not just as a hero, but as your friend too. So please don't feel like you have to do this all alone. Because you're not alone anymore. Will you stop that? You don't have to thank me. I already told you, Hey! Oh man. Why are you hugging me? Right, sorry. I'm just not used to people being this close. Besides, like little kids, they typically run up and hug my legs sometimes. Not that I understand why. But this just feels different. No, you're fine. If you need a hug, then just get it out. I mean, it's not like the two of us are in a bathhouse, you know, alone together, with nothing on, or anything like that. I'm just teasing you. I already told you that it was fine. I don't care if you see me like this. But us hugging in the water is, you know. I just meant that it's like, oh man, I can't even get my words straight. Just forget it. Are you done yet? Okay, good. I'm glad you got that out of your system, at least. What? My face is not red. Whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. It's getting late. I've got to get back to work. But hey, do you want to meet here again next week? I promise I'll show up this time. Alright, sounds good. I'm gonna go out first, just cause my security's still standing out there. Then once I'm gone, you should be free to sneak out without anyone noticing. Can't we go out together? I explained this to you the first time this happened, didn't I? I have a lot of crazy fans and stuff, and I don't want to make you a target. So that's why no one can find out that we meet in here. Alright. It's not that I'm embarrassed to be seen with you or anything. It's for your own protection. I also get targeted a lot by villains and whatnot too. So I don't want them to think that I have someone that's precious to me that they can come after. Wait, I didn't say that right. What I meant was, you're, important, and, a friend. So, you know, I just, oh hell. I just don't want to put you in danger, okay? That's all you need to know. I am not getting flustered. Whatever. I'm out of here, Sugar Plum. But I'll see you next week, okay? And hey, you've got this, alright? Don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't do. You can go above and beyond. I know you can. So don't give up. Alright. Until next time, then. See you later, Sugar Plum.
Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to comment so you can let me know how I did. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon for more spicy content. Or you can join our Discord group if you'd like to chat with me. The link is down below. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. Mwah. See you next time.